Hello and welcome once again to Not Another Podcast. I am James. That is Danny.
It's not like I could screw that up, you know.
Yes, you could. We just spent half an hour on your computer. There's no way you could not screw up the intro.
Shut up.
Okay, we're doing something today that has not been done in Not Another Podcast history for quite some time.
Never in my history, but, you know, hey, whatever.
No, yeah, you've never been a part of one of these. Mm-hmm. So the last one we did was as a kind of a special treat to a friend of mine. We watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Which is a gangster movie.
With some youngins who had never seen it.
Which is awesome.
And didn't get it. Just didn't get it.
To be fair, it takes a little bit of effort to understand or give a shit about that movie.
Does it?
Somewhat.
I don't think so.
Again, my favorite line is, what you doing with them pies,
That's the
boys?
Best line in the whole movie.
Because it's fucking beautiful.
What are you doing with those pies, boys? but no, we talked about this last week,
yes,
on last week's show, and as it turned out, I found a copy. So we are going to do a first viewing commentary for the movie Lords of Chaos.
Woo!
Now, this is probably not going to be as funny as many of the others, because both Danny and I are lovers of the metal genre, and we're both very interested in the story. However,
I'm pretty sure we're going to
poke
some fun.
It's also me and Danny.
Yeah. Give it time. I'm sure we'll find something to poke fun at.
But there's also going to be a lot of interesting observations and, I think, history told from our points of view about, because we both know the story.
Yes.
I think we're going to talk a lot about the genre of black metal itself and how we learned about black metal and all that fun sort of stuff. And I think it's going to be interesting to take this walk.
Yeah.
Especially because Bohemian Rhapsody last night won big.
Yeah.
Straight Outta Compton, I think, won some awards. Rocket
Which
Man
is good.
Coming out. The Dirt, the Motley Crue story is coming out in
just a
few weeks.
That looks pretty good.
And when we're all done, remind me to tell you I've got some big news on the biopic.
You're expecting me to remember?
Probably not.
Spit it out, man.
Okay, so I am going to, this thing. We've got a weird setup, but we finally figured it out, so, okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
If you're watching this movie at home, get ready for the countdown in 3, 2, 1. I should probably turn this way.
Probably.
Okay, there's a flying butt monkey.
Yep. All wafting volcano farts.
And there's a volcano. Gunpowder and sky. You should be all synced up now.
Vice Films.
Let me see if I can go full screen with that. Yeah!
Nice.
It's like we're actually watching it. Okay, we've got some sort of floor.
It looks somewhat slick.
It's the
Has OSHA been called?
It's the blackest of floors.
Ooh.
Insurgent Media.
God, and everyone gives Marvel shit about the fucking 20 minutes of logos.
Based on
truth.
Lies. And videotape.
And what actually happened?
Wouldn't that be the truth?
Yeah, I would have thought so too, but
alternate
fuck me.
Facts. Norway!
Oh, it's so cute.
So we're getting a lot of stock footage here.
I'm seeing so some dancing in the street.
We're hearing the voiceover. So, when did you first hear the story of Mayhem?
To be honest with you, I got into black metal kind of the back way. Bryce was really the one who introduced me to a good black metal band. I had heard about them, but I didn't give much in the way
of
shit.
Look at those sweaters.
Aw, average. Pretty sure I'm right.
Suffer in chaos and death.
This is my story, and it will end badly.
Well.
Okay.
God, with assholes like friends like these.
Who needs enemas?
No shit.
So yeah, it's really just average young rockers.
God, they're not even stoned. At least that they're showing. Oh.
What drummer hasn't that happened to?
Stick it.
That's like our bad practice.
Dude, fuck real. He's got two drum sets mismatched as fuck.
Okay, so I did some reading up. Supposedly, Euronymous, he claimed to have invented a new style of tremolo picking. But I did some research, and he didn't invent it.
It was new to him.
He actually pioneered it. It was new to him, but he kind of pioneered it and made it mainstream.
Well, to be fair, Dick Dale had been around at that time, so tremolo picking was kind of old hat.
Yeah. Run!
Wait, it's the cops. No, it's mall security. Shit, shit! I don't want to get banned from Hot Topic, dude! We're right back at you, sweetheart.
Okay, so he's dyed his hair black.
Good man. And he got it in his eyes.
What's really interesting here is they're showing, like, I mean, he was always set up as this kind of, like, loner-type dude, but I'm sitting here watching his interactions with his family, and he's really just an average teen.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got, you know, the teenage angst and everything, but...
That's it. Dude, indoctrinate the youth. Yeah.
Did he say he's the Beast of Narnia?
I don't know, but...
Because that is fucking scary. That's metal.
Nothing is more metal than an allegory story about Jesus. I mean lions. Oh, dude, don't take pictures of me pissing.
We haven't.
That's
done,
a private
we
moment.
We need to do pictures like this for our band.
Yes. Yes, we do.
I'm not even saying that, like, half-jokingly. We need to do some, like, cool pictures.
Just random, candid photos? Yeah.
Get someone to come take pictures of us at, like, someplace cool.
Oh. Wow.
Dude. Will our drummer disappear if he leaves? Just pop out of existence?
I don't know, man. Nice egg crates. Now,
dude,
that looks more like
that's
the house.
That's great soundproofing. Well, this is the house that they lived in.
Norwegian black metal. It's so metal.
Actually, it's just kind of like a really dark gray.
It's
not really black.
All right.
And you know it's rock and roll because he's just wearing socks.
Wow, does he have letterheads?
Yeah.
Dude, this guy's fucking executive.
Yeah, look at a type up letter on the typewriter.
Man, typing it up on letters. We got a reply.
Dead from Transylvania. Euronymous just let one go.
Oh, dude.
So I love this. Because I don't know if it's true or not. But supposedly the singer who auditioned to be part of Mayhem sent a crucified mouse along with his demo tape.
Well, that's pretty gangster.
If you want to get noticed.
Dude, that's definitely a way to stand out for fuck sure. Aww, bye, Mousy. Well, the evidence is along
pull
some
off at the
Norwegian
viewpoint.
Road.
Holy shit. We never heard anyone sing like that.
Except for every other band we listen to.
And, you know, the guitar playing that you pioneered is totally on there. Son of a bitch.
Well, Swedish black metal. I'm sorry, Swedish dark gray metal.
Dark gray?
Yeah. Love the bell bottoms.
I love the blonde hair from Sweden, because fuck you, that's why.
Hey, Sweden has the sexiest blondes. Everyone knows that.
Well, the Nords didn't steal
okay, so
the uglies, you know.
This is really interesting. This guy had serious mental issues and completely undiagnosed. This is really at a time before mental illnesses were readily, you know...
Noticed
or diagnosed.
True enough.
This guy, he's upset. He could have gone one of two ways. The way he did go, or serial killer.
Take a whiff.
But he called himself dead.
He's so cute. Look what I found.
It's totally dead.
It's not squished or nothing. I love that he sleeps in a coffin.
Made out of cardboard, no less.
Well, that's all they could afford.
Well, you know, that's okay.
Dude, I'm doing this next practice. I'm just going to rock in socks and see if that improves anything.
Not going to lie. There is comfort to be considered.
I love the scars. I mean, the attention to detail on this. All the cutting scars up his arm.
To be fair, they couldn't really have him without them.
Well, they could have. I mean, we don't know when he started cutting himself. It could have been before he joined the band or after. Slaughter Lord! See? Serious depression, man.
Oh. Wow. Hanging kitties.
A dead kitty.
All right. Because fuck your cat.
The fly in his hair. Did you see the fly in his hair? None.
Well, you're not wrong.
Just ask Kurt Cobain. Oh, too soon. Literally, because this was 87.
Guardians of the Underworld, they be. Dirty bastards.
What?
What? For real? You fucking asshole.
That got him up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. There he is. Here we go. There it is,
little fucker. Christ. Still there? Jeez, you used
got
both
him?
Barrels?
No, he's... Well,
and you're a shitty
shot?
It's
the only way to be sure when you're taking on a cat.
Oh, it's a single barrel.
Those
never
things
mind.
Will turn on you.
God, you suck, dude.
Okay, dude. In this situation, you know the guy is depressed. You're chasing after a cat with a shotgun. Do you really not call someone to get this guy help if he's truly your friend?
Well, again, you got to remember, these are supposedly, now mind you, I know
yeah,
Rory Culkin's,
they're teenagers,
you know,
young.
An adult, but yeah, they're meant to be like fucking what? 15? 16?
No, they're...
At this time?
I think they're between 17 and 20, right around there. The scene is so powerful, just like...
He wants
he
to help him.
He contemplates it.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, for your bro, do you put him out of his misery or do you let him go?
And here's the beauty part of this. This movie really highlights the fact that Euronymous had a clear moral compass.
Yes, but
he
although it was
big,
close.
I mean, really talked big. But, and as the story goes on, it's clear that he was more talk than anything, and he had a defined, like, right and wrong line.
True. And again, you have to remember, though, I mean, most metalheads, I mean, I don't remember who it was who I saw posted up on Facebook, but metalheads tend to be more well-adjusted human
yeah.
beings because they're allowed to get out their anger, aggression, violence, rage, and shit like that through their music.
Don't smile.
Well, fuck you, dude. It tickles.
Yeah, I feel like terror incarnate.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Hey, I think that's Stinger's mask from like 1995.
Hey, what's, did you hear him? He's like, we have to master our poses.
He almost seems a little out of like place.
He's uncomfortable in the skin he's developing.
Yeah. And yet,
and I think it's very telling. I mean, this is really a band that pioneered the black metal sound and really brought it to the forefront in a lot of ways. Not musically,
no, but
their music didn't really take off until after both Pear and Euronymous were dead.
That's fair. I mean, they were somewhat known in like the local circuit, but that was about as good as it got. But the thing about it is, I mean, Mayhem as a band really did start moving people towards heavier black metal.
But there were other bands doing it better and more consistently.
Not going to lie, Dimmu Borgir is still one of my favorites.
Keep in mind, too, and they show this a little bit. Keep in mind... Oh, look. First meetings. they did not play that often. They played like once a year over the course of the first 6 years.
Yeah.
I think they only played with Dead 3 times? 4 times?
I think it was 4 times.
One of which is obviously the most famous, and you can find audio from it, which is live in Leipzig.
Right.
Okay, this is really interesting. They're partying, they're making this, you know, they're doing everything that supposedly
rock and roll is all about.
Well, no, it's what, but not what black metal's about. Not what Euronymous thinks it's, but they're doing everything that they feel posers do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so hypocritical.
Well, and again, a lot of musicians in general who fall into a trend like this,
yeah,
that's kind of their MO. They're holding up to what's considered to be the norm. And for these guys partying,
okay,
getting fucked up and, you know, all that shit.
Are you watching me sleep?
Oh, Dad's on LSD again.
What I really love is that, I mean, we were just talking about how Euronymous is uncomfortable in his skin, but so is Dead.
Yeah. But Dead also seems like he's a bit more embracing the aspect of, you know, absolute death and darkness.
Well,
to that
he always
degree.
Said that he was a child of the forest, which is funny as he's walking into the forest. But that he always felt he was living a dream. Like, well, every day of his life was a dream.
He's got himself some ego death. Like, what is real?
This is really interesting. One of Dead's
tasty white ass
things was he would bury his stage clothes in the forest for a couple of days before a show and then dig them up right before.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing.
Well, he wants his socks, though, but fuck
the
underwear.
Well, because socks are a bad investment. And everyone knows when you die, you get brand new socks.
I guess.
I also love, too, and I love it because I rocked it, the high tops with the tight jeans.
Right.
That was the look, man. He really is messed up, man.
Yeah, but that's what they did.
Death,
you know?
Mission!
Oh, Huff and Paint.
No. It's like a dead rat or something. He's just breathing it in. Oh,
dead
of course
bird.
It's a cat.
No, it's a dead crow.
Oh, was it a bird? More pictures.
I do love, there is one particular picture of Dead that I actually think is really fucking sinister. And it's just him with a brick wall behind him.
Yeah.
And he just managed to hit that pose just right where it's like, wow, dude, okay, yeah.
He was an icon, and the thing is, I think if he wasn't as screwed up in the head as he was, I don't think it would have drove the rest of the band to carry on. I mean, even Euronymous had a major falling out with the rest of the guys in Mayhem because of Dead's death. And Mayhem kind of died for a while.
Yeah, they kind of just fell off.
I mean, Euronymous kept it alive, but there really wasn't a lot of music happening. I think, I can't think of his name. The drummer.
Oh, fuck.
I know the bass player's name is Necro Butcher. Was it Killmonger? It might have been Killmonger.
I think it was Killmonger.
He was the only consistent member of Mayhem and kept the band going. After Euronymous died, he got Kill Butcher back, and they hired a couple new guys, and they actually went on to have a pretty successful career. But if it wasn't for these two guys, Mayhem would have been... And maybe we would not have gotten the black metal scene
that
we did.
Like. Well, and that's just it, too. I mean, black metal is one of those types of music that I've always appreciated because it was kind of like what you see when you go to the bottom of metal. You know, when you see the darkest bowels of metal, you get black metal. And on top of that, I mean, I also respected them because it wasn't a brand that was satanic worship so much as just anti-Christianity.
Well, here's I read this
recently, talking about Euronymous. He felt black metal had to be... You were not black metal unless it was worshiping Satan. Now, that's not what black metal became. But the earliest black metal, the stuff that he was pioneering, it had to be about Satan. And if you followed, like, LaVey's teaching, you were not true black metal. I mean, he was very specific about the what he envisioned.
And again, Brownie points to the showman.
I really wish
but...
they had done a full-on show on this. Because, I mean, we're just getting a really quick snippet of what one of their shows was like.
Right. And, well, and again, just like you were saying, there was so very few of them, it wasn't really, you know...
Yeah, but there is video. I mean, there's lots of video. I mean, you can go on YouTube and get some really...
Oh, yeah. No,
I love that they're eating the pig head.
Well, they're just... It's,
I mean, that's the culture, though.
It's good cinematography in the respects that it's literally showing the crowd eating up all that they're giving them.
Yeah. But it is part of the culture, too. I mean, come on.
Shawarma.
If you went to a black metal show, it's very likely if the band threw out a pig head, you would bite a chunk of it.
Yeah, you know, what are you going to do? Ooh, duct tape.
Well, duct tape, but look at his face. I mean, he's drained.
Well, fuck, he spilled about a good pint out there.
Look how pale he is.
Sick of all those speed death metal bands, all that Swedish shit.
This is important.
All they do is celebrate life and party. They should just call it life metal.
Nah.
Again. That's what he's doing, though.
Signal back to the party beforehand. No.
Oh, my food's up.
Oh, thanks, bro. A clumsy little bastard, isn't he?
Yeah. It's, Scorpions.
Oh, he can read. That's good.
I love that they even got his scar.
I love how he just straight up said, nope.
Again, the attention to detail. Yeah, he just blew off a fan.
Right, because of
the
scorpion's
patch. I mean,
that's
so black metal.
That's just more dick, but yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, again, he's trying to put together this image, you know?
Wearing his war paint everywhere. All right. Well, he's very clean. Oh, and there goes the scorpion's patch.
This is great because we're watching Varg's transformation. Varg wants to be part of something bigger.
Yeah.
And at this point, Euronymous is the gatekeeper.
Right.
All the metal bands had to go through Euronymous.
Well.
I mean, he was putting out, he created his own record label. And, okay. So, one of the things I saw in researching this movie was how, one of the things that everyone commented on was how they did not shy away from the really dark side of this and the violence of it.
Well, it's kind of important because it is
who
they were.
Look at how broken he is. He's so uncomfortable.
Now, by the way, is that Jack Kilmer?
I believe so.
Well, Brownie points to him, man. He's awesome.
Now, having been in a depressed state like this when I was a teenager, I'm kind of identifying. And I even
Mother.
Went so far as to cut myself.
Mother.
Not like that.
Ooh, that's a deep one. Well, he's definitely not going for attention with that one.
He did stab in, too. Like,
I'm kind of amazed at how much blood this bastard lost. And just, no, he just kept on going.
Well, I don't think he I think they're dragging this out, but I think it was much quicker.
Now, is this the day?
Yeah, this is the day. What I love, too, that on the second one, he looks away.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
You
now
can see, like, the
it.
Relief. There's, like, a sense of relief on his face.
Oh, son of a bitch, didn't put the
fucking ficus. I fucking hate this ficus.
Stupid plant.
This is what got me. Oh!
Damn, dude.
Cut enough, but not enough to...
Just wasn't enough to seal it for you, eh, there, boss? I don't think I'm taking
how
any calls today.
How sharp was that knife, man?
I love how he's still able to write anything.
Dead the corpse. It's like he's trying, okay, what should I write? I should write something.
Thank you so much. Yeah, he's awesome.
Thank you to Bree, our research expert.
Yes, yes.
Watching this movie with so much disdain.
Just fuck you guys. Again, I'm amazed at the ability he has to function those hands of his after such deep cuts. And pop goes the dynamite.
Oh, they did not shy away from that at all. I think he crapped himself.
Probably.
Ew. Let the party begin. I don't know how much of a party.
Well, he's having a blast, I guess.
Too soon, dude. Too soon.
If I'm not mistaken, the doors were locked.
Yep.
Yep. And he had to climb in through the window.
Yeah.
This is why we have ladders.
Just all around the house, just in case.
Just in case.
There's one on each wall. We locked the doors, but the windows are wide open.
Now, how long had Dead been dead before he showed up?
I don't... This makes it seem like he arrived right away, but I think it might have actually been like a day.
Yeah, and that's what I'm understanding, because as far as I... recall, there was a bit of an odor that was more than just the, you know, hanging animals.
Fuck. Why? Again, moral compass point.
And on top of that, how do you really fathom your, you know, buddy lead singer?
He's supposed to be your friend.
Yeah, walking in on him with a fucking collapsed head and open arms.
Again, this is throat. Like, this is young people not sure how to handle a real situation.
Yeah. And again,
we all talk big when we're teens, or if I did, even when we're adults, if I was in this situation, I would do this. But until you're actually there,
dude,
you don't
real.
Know. And this is, again, this is that situation where his buddy, oh, look, spaghetti. There's literally a bowl of spaghetti on the dude's dashboard.
Something tells me he's lost his appetite for it, though.
He goes to the store and buys a camera.
Yep.
And instead of calling the police or anything, he goes and he takes a bunch of photographs. Story is, too, he actually, like, reposed Dead to get, like...
ample shots?
Yeah. Now, they're not showing it in the movie, but, I mean, it's...
Dead took the best photos.
He really did do... I mean, Euronymous really did do this.
I've actually seen a couple of the photos.
I saw the photos on a documentary, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't expecting them, but yeah, they showed them. And there he is posing things.
Well.
Yep. I mean, this is pretty hardcore.
It's incredibly hardcore, and when I heard about it, I found out about it kind of by accident. I think I was reading up on Mayhem, and yeah, when I heard that they'd done this, it was like, wow, that's
so. The first call he makes is to his drummer.
Well, you know, the rhythm section does need to be informed.
Do they?
Not really. But I guess if your lead singer's dead, I mean, who else is there? The bassist?
Always call the drummer first.
Obviously.
Unless there's two guitar players. So here's the breaking point for the band. This is going to make us famous. And it did.
Hey, Gray matter?
Every member of Mayhem will wear this at all times from now on.
Skull fragment.
Now, here's the interesting story. No one knows, except for the members of the band, and if so, I don't think they're talking. No one knows if that's his actual skull or not. Story is that it is, but there's, again, other than the picture, there's just too much rumor to know if that's true or not.
Well, and to be fair, I mean,
because later on he kind of says it's not. So, but he was in a state of duress at the time, so who knows? He was really a dick.
Well, again, teenagers.
Well, and he's also got like this major sense of entitlement because he is the inventor of.
I'm gonna ride my bike home.
Norwegian black metal.
Well, okay, that was the bass player.
Yeah, that was Necro Butcher.
Yeah, and again, don't get me wrong. Hindsight being all what it is, but. Death is death.
I think they missed a spot.
A big one. But the thing about it is, though, is what better way to immortalize and memorialize your dead friend who was obsessed with death than to keep a little bit of his corpse around you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's also, you know, I mean, come on, let's be fair. He's exploiting his dead friend. Lead singer for Emperor. Or was it the singer? I don't know. Faust? Was Faust the lead singer of Emperor?
I can't remember.
I didn't know until the movie was over. Because I did watch this movie.
Well, and I'm trying to remember if the guitarist from Blackthorn was a major part of this whole setup, but I can't recall. They're fuck nothing. Oh. All the metalheads going
descending
to the cellar.
Into hell.
Don't get me wrong, that cellar's pretty gangster.
Euronymous owned and operated Helvede, which was like the biggest metal shop in Norway. He was also running his record company out of it.
Fuck, why not?
He was promoting all these new black metal bands, especially himself, but he was also fucking everyone over. To be fair, he had no business sense, and he wasn't making a lot of money. So, but he was getting bands known, and one of the bands he got known also led to his death. The band Burzum, which we're seeing the
beginning therein.
The beginning of. I think he's already made. Well, he put the tape in, and he's going to. Oslo, I think it is, to kind of get into that circle.
Yeah.
He's kept up on everything going on in the scene, even though he's lived.
Well, I don't know. Well, they are doing the gentleman from Burzum a lot of courtesy by the way he looks. Nothing personal there, Haas, but this guy looks way better than the real one.
Well, no, a lot of people will argue this guy's heavier than Varg was. And I've seen side-by-sides. Varg was much thinner.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like he was much thinner.
But they got
the
scar right.
Well, we'll take our wins when we get them, I guess.
That's a challenge.
All right.
He loves using the term poser when he's one of the biggest
worst
posers. He just laid out this test for Varg. He slaps it down like, fuck you, man. I think Varg has already got a sense of that he's better than Euronymous. I released that on my record label, Death
Like Silence. Good man. I like how there's no center proper placement for that record.
No. Oh. Oops. He was doing so good up until then.
Really was.
Look at the stare. Like the sizing up.
It's just a raging asshat.
Varg wants to fit in so much, and yet he's already got a sense of that he's better than these people.
Varg.
I like Varg. Varg. I'm gonna change my. I'm gonna become the metal guitarist known as Tao.
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 Don't forget your towel.
And that's why. Can't go anywhere without your towel.
Like Hitler.
Yeah, exactly like Hitler.
And he wants to be like Hitler.
No, why not?
Well. So, you've got your own band, your own record shop, and your own label.
But do you have a chick? Damn it!
Fuck!
I even know a guy in Portland, Oregon.
If I knew there was a place I could send it to, I would.
Again, he's spouting philosophy he doesn't really believe.
Yep.
The fucking church. They're oppressing us with their kindness.
Again, he's got an image. He's fully aware of his image, but he doesn't even believe the shit he's spouting.
And I love how he has a beer right next to an open, half-empty Coca-Cola. It's like he started and just, nah.
Beer better. I love the Mozart. Did you see the Mozart?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
He has taste. It's just, well, doesn't show.
Let's face it. Everyone knows that metal really got its influences. Yeah, rock and roll came from blues, but metal came from classical.
Yes. And I will say the best of metal came from classical.
Look at
but
how also uncomfortable he is.
Well, dude, he's got a full set of armor. That's pretty gangster.
It's just me.
It's just me.
But again, look, they're partying. They're doing the thing that they're supposed to be against. Just posing for pictures and listening to metal. Again, this is, we do
why
most of this.
Why are we not doing this?
We do most of this at practice anyway.
Well, it explains why Mayhem, you know, didn't have much.
We should take pictures
album
while we're doing that shit. Then we'll be as big. One of our, someone's got to blow their brains out.
Not it. Oh fuck yeah, dude! Just camp out in the shop,
dude. He was
saved
living there
so much money
with the dude. That's the dude from the band Emperor. They don't have a toilet, so he's pissing in the sink.
Yeah, all drains
dude,
go the
what
same
movie
way
is this?
I don't know, but I have
I
to see
watch
it
this movie. 4 dude. That scene alone, I want to watch that movie.
Uh-oh. Kidney stone?
No, just a lot of Coca-Cola and beer.
Well, you know,
Coca beer.
God damn it. Get a lower sink, bro. Oh, he found
very
the bears
gratuitous red zebra-style bikini underwear.
Dude, that's hot.
Sexy.
All right, let's see. I've actually listened to old Burzum stuff, and, you know, some of it's not terrible. I mean, again, when you're listening to old school black metal, it's...
Well, and remember, too, that their production, like, so Euronymous did, and they touch on this, he did produce, or maybe he didn't produce, but he did do some stuff on one of Burzum's albums, or two of them.
Yeah.
Mostly gong.
Yeah.
But he did do a guitar solo. Yeah, it is Faust, but I can't remember if he was a singer or he played guitar in Emperor. One shoe. Couldn't find the other one. That's probably not even his shoe.
Probably not. Aww.
Please,
Wow.
Says the guy in the bikini underwear. You think he worked out for this scene?
Probably.
He looks like he's got the makings of a pack. And I really don't think Euronymous had a pack.
Probably not.
Interesting, too, that Euronymous played a sunburst Les Paul.
He's fucking with the church choir.
Wouldn't you?
Fuck yes.
Oh, well, I'm going to fuck her. One mic in the whole room, nothing else. It's going to sound horrible. That's the whole point. No. No,
well,
it's not.
I'm not going to lie either. Honestly, I really love the album art from Burzum.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of black metal, per se.
The old black metal?
To be fair, I've also not heard a ton of it. But one of the things I do like is the album art was always amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like, Mayhem wasn't so much because Mayhem was very visceral and very
flat. They were also
flat.
Very minimalist.
Yeah, very, very minimalist, except for, you know, Dead's exploded head.
Yeah, that was pretty visceral.
That was very visceral. But, no, most of the time they tried to put some decent art behind it. I mean,
the fat kid?
I don't know.
I mean, all these guys are important figures, but I don't know who any of them are.
I don't either.
Except for the main guys in Mayhem and Faust. But that guy, he's clearly someone important, but I have no idea who it is.
See, it seems like Varg had such an eagerness to please that it literally pushed him over the edge.
It did, and then when he crossed over and he started getting
extreme.
The attention he wanted, he kept pushing.
Yep.
But it also made him extremely paranoid.
Yeah. See, and again.
And another thing you'll see, too, with this characterization of him is he was also
oh fuck you guys.
I had this thought and now I just fucking see again Euronymous showing there's a moral compass there. And I think with Dead the reason he took the pictures is because Dead was dead. There was nothing he can do.
Well yeah. And that's what I was trying to get to earlier. So it's like once you get past that point it's like well you're a corpse now. Good for you. What the fuck else do we do? So he actually made something of Dead's corpse.
He did, but at the same time, it was like it was still like completely exploiting a tragedy.
True.
But again, you're young. You're not thinking like
very
that,
clearly. Yeah.
You know? We're for real. Oh.
Ooh. Venom.
Called out with facts. Gee, it's like our current administration.
Son of a bitch. Well, this bitch isn't going to be in the movie very long. No.
Actually, she ended up being Euronymous's girl. I have no idea who she is, but they had a significant relationship. It took a while to get started, but.
Say what now?
Look at Varg. Like he's already pushing.
Uh-huh. To see how far he'll go before.
Well, not just how far he'll go, but he's. I think they were friends for a while. But when Varg realized Euronymous was full of shit, and I don't think it was very long.
Yeah.
He started kind of vying for that leadership role.
Oh yeah.
And he did it in ways that Euronymous clearly was not going to. He was never going to cross that line. Once Varg did cross that line, though, he was like, I've got to keep pushing. I've got to be top of everyone's mind.
And again, the more extreme he pushed, the more he thought that that was putting him where he felt he needed to be.
Again.
Evil Dead! Great movie. Okay. Fuck you. I didn't want to watch this movie either.
Huh? I love that. You should try it out. Varg with this salad. Turn the volume down on the TV, but turn the music up. He's got to do the...
Has to do the pose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burzum's first album.
Solid black cover. Oh,
changed
a little
it.
Toe-stepping here.
Yeah.
Everything's better with
black. But again, there's that you can see.
Uh-oh.
And if this is anywhere close to what it really was, and we'll never know because Varg's only telling his side.
Of it.
We're never going to get the other side. But it's like it's clearly. He's just Euronymous is just always so done with people.
Yeah.
It's his way of control. He's like,
yeah.
He has this air of like, you're not worth my time.
I'm in stink. Oh, God damn it. See those fucking churches right there.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that pisses me off about Varg. It's like, dude, I get it. I understand the destruction aspect of it, the plight that you feel as far as what's it's concerned. But, dude, those fucking buildings were ancient.
Dude, and...
So much of your Nord history is in that
fucking
building.
I know metal has always kind of been, like, anti-religion.
To some degree, yeah.
To some degree. But those buildings are so metal.
They are. It's like the first time I saw one, I think there was a caption over it that said,
church,
all it's missing is a dragon on top of it. You know?
I would want that church on my album cover.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, I'd want to pose in front of it. That's how metal that church is.
Well, Varg's first attempt.
And he just burns it down.
And the sucky part about it is...
And look at the smile on his face as he walks away as if he did nothing wrong.
Yeah. And again, desecration of cemeteries, it's like, I get it, but you're a dick. And I've seen
the
footage
of
that,
too. I would think that black metal would worship cemeteries. That's where the dead rest.
Right.
That would be the one thing that would be holy ground to them. Look at his face. Exodus.
That's cool.
And look at him take credit for it. And he's getting a sense of his...
He's taking the credit for something that
he's getting
that
high
like,
off
oh,
his
whatever.
Own bullshit.
Exactly.
And he's doing it so well.
I don't know if
I'd
call
look,
it.
Look, that's where it changes. Varg's a fucking hero. And he's like, oh, wait, it was my idea.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't.
It really wasn't. Fuck.
It's really...
Again, that's one of those places I would love to visit if I ever had a time machine, is an old... Well, actually, probably that particular album shop.
Because
there are some fucking gems in that shop that you will never find anywhere else.
To go to that fucking shop at the height of its
popularity. Fuck yeah.
And to visit the basement.
Why?
I really wish that... Look at him take the credit.
We.
And Varg gives him this look, or Euronymous gives him this look like, don't fucking question me.
Yeah.
Because he's still in control of the Black Circle.
Yeah. Albeit.
And that's where it changed. I mean, that's the full switch right there.
To be fair,
God, I don't know who, Varg's got himself a follower.
It's so weird to see a dynamic of.
punched him right in the throat.
Well,
he's right. Right after that,
well, he could afford to.
Burzum was all just him. And look at him pull.
Well, why
anything,
wouldn't
literally.
You?
Count Grishnak. As many as he can get. Does that work? Screaming into the headphones?
No.
There were churches burning all over. I think I'm going to have to listen to some early Burzum.
It's pretty crazy. A lot of it's fairly unintelligible.
So
but
what does he do to put Varg under control? Hires him to play in Mayhem.
Well, it's a good way to control him.
And it doesn't fucking work.
Well.
Congratulations, man.
This is all he ever wanted, too.
Yep.
But now he's so far over the edge that it's... And look
Wait,
at the,
what did he say?
Let's burn down a church together.
Yeah, I'm out of here. We'll see you later.
I'm bolting. I'm leaving.
You've already done it.
Yes, but you said it yourself. We should burn them all down.
No, that, one was enough.
That's
man.
A lot of gasoline, bro. I already told you I'm broke.
you know, as much as we like your music, it's just not selling.
Not at all, no, bro. None. I'm sorry, man.
I haven't sold one copy.
Hey, wait.
Look at me. Again, his moral compass is there.
See, and even this one, I get it. And again, that one, okay, yeah, that one was probably built in like the 1920s or something. But no, it's probably a lot older than that. Never mind.
How dare you?
Again, I have a love for structures. Well, that's kind of what they do.
Yeah, that's their MO.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, and they said yoking is illegal. Ooh, is that
C4?
Yes. Yeah. Well, didn't have to ask. Fuck me, all right.
I'm going to leave it there, and it's going to explode.
Like my dick.
All right.
Really? Your dick exploded?
How big is this explosion going to be? Don't look at it. We're cool.
Don't look the explosion in the eye.
Three. Oh.
I really do like that sweatshirt.
It's going to go off at three.
Six. Three. Two. One.
Bang.
Aww.
Hey.
Fuck.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Christian.
Call him Varg.
Griefy,
Varg, Grishnak, Kumquat. What is your name this week?
Dude, that's an armed bomb, man. Danger business.
So what does he do?
Resets the timer?
No. Euronymous grabs the hymnals and starts tearing them up.
Well, firewood.
Well, the thing is he's clearly trying to get him not to burn the church down. So he sets his own fire. In order to what? Look cool?
Well, or, at least if he leaves the bomb
maybe,
alone.
I think he's hoping maybe the church can be saved. If the church had exploded, it couldn't be saved. But I think Euronymous's hope was that the fire department could get there. And still trying to look cool, peeing on the gravestones.
And the weird thing about this is, too, is it's like, I guess I don't know enough about the landscape to really have much to say, but when a big-ass fire like that kicks out at your local church, how is it, you know, at
Not
least five people
miles.
Haven't seen it? Yeah.
Well, again, look at where they are. I mean, it looks like it's fairly remote. I don't know the actual church locations, I don't know where they were located or how close they were to any sort of city or suburb or anything like that.
Now, if Varg actually had plastique, as far as I understand, the way that it works is plastic doesn't explode unless it's actually electrically ignited.
I don't know, but they burned it down, so I don't know if he took the
save the explosive bomb for later, dude.
That's my guess.
Or just let it burn and see what happens.
This movie is so well done.
It really is.
I mean, you really get a sense that these guys, they were kids.
Yeah.
And they really had no clear idea of what it was they were doing.
And they had no boundaries.
And when they start to realize, and especially Euronymous, when he starts to realize what's going on and how deep he is, he really tries to distance himself.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately,
while still
at that
staying
point,
in control.
Well, unfortunately, at that point, though, you literally just inducted the main cause of your strife into your band. So, you know, good luck getting away from that.
And again, it's this is really when he starts losing control, and you can see it.
To be fair, he kind of lost control right around the time that, you know,
Varg came into the circle.
Yeah. Once Varg showed up, he really started to lose his grip on everyone.
Well, because no one questioned him before Varg.
Well, yeah, because he was the guy.
I know the movie's only showing Varg as kind of the questioning, but this is pretty important. So everyone who knows this story of Emperor knows that they're... I keep wanting to call him the singer, but I'm not sure. Dude went by the name of Faust, and very... legendarily... killed a guy.
Yes.
And so this is that moment. Now, is Faust still alive?
I am not sure.
I don't think he's singing for Emperor.
I don't... Well...
He could be.
No, I think he actually is. Shit.
So I first learned the story of Mayhem back in 93. Entertainment Weekly did this big article on it.
Gotcha.
And it was a really interesting read. And I read it because it was like metal. And I was like, oh, metal. And I read it and I was actually sickened by it.
He's a drummer.
Oh, was he? Oh.
Yep. Faust is a Norwegian drummer, convicted murderer, best known for his work with early black metal band Emperor. So, there you go. Factoids
of the day.
Is he
still in prison, or is he...
I think he's out.
So, this kind of makes it look like he went out looking for someone. Long hair, leather jacket, tight pants.
Conviction and release.
Oh, so he's out.
He was released in 2003. After serving 9 years and 4 months.
So they didn't catch him right away?
Apparently not.
Follow me. I know a spot. Don't touch me there. Show me on the metal head where the guy touched you.
Uh-oh. There it is.
This is pretty goddamn brutal. That's a decent-sized knife, too.
Well, now he knows what it feels like to drive a knife into someone. Twice.
And he's kind of enjoying it.
Well.
I gotta say, I've never killed anyone. But
I've never been convicted of killing someone.
I've got to imagine that there's a serious sense of power, especially when you're that mentally fucked up, of controlling the fact that you're taking someone's life.
Having watched as much, you know, murder porn as I have, where they talk to serial killers and things like that, it is a power thing. It is a boost of adrenaline, I guess, that just...
That can't be matched.
No, it can't. And
dude,
again, having somebody's...
Shoes, seriously, you deserve to be stabbed.
Having somebody's
life... The only
life,
way it would be worse is if you were wearing sandals.
Well, at least that would explain why he killed him. Oh, and there's your conviction. Sorry.
Yep.
Dental markings.
Yep.
You might have gotten away with it, bro. Might have. Uh-oh.
Might have. I don't know how good forensics was in Norway at the time.
Good enough.
I need to clean my knife. On your flesh.
Sorry, bro.
You are now part of the black circle.
The blackest
you
circle.
You were once part of the black circle.
Ooh, just running it home. Yeah, I think he really likes this.
He wanted to know and...
Give dudes who wear black leather jackets and spikes a really bad name, bro. You have no sense of arteries.
Too. I mean, this really did give metal a black mark that it hadn't had in years.
Black mark.
I see what I did there.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I mean, don't get me wrong. I
would say even, you know, 20, 30 years later, it still hasn't recovered.
Well, but the thing about it is, and here's the nicest thing about metal in general, as far as I can tell. The one thing that I've noticed is if you're a part of the downtrodden, if you're a part of the weaker parts of society that get picked on and ridiculed,
yeah.
You throw on black makeup, black leather jackets, spikes around your wrists, grow your hair out long, and dye it black, people tend to leave you the fuck alone. At least a little bit more.
That's all you're looking for.
Well, no, that's just it, though. It's one of those things where these guys established that.
Yeah.
To where... You know, people could use metal music.
There was a fear.
To feel like, yeah. Get the fuck away from me. I might lose my shit on you. And I think that's one of the nice parts that came out of it. What, the bullet belt?
Yeah. Except it wasn't like an actual belt. It was like a real
belt.
It was fucking heavy.
I'll bet.
But I loved it.
Probably had a hard time keeping your pants up with that fucking thing.
No, trust me. My pants were tight enough. Nothing could have got them down.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I had to cut myself out of them every night.
News reports. I did it. Wow. Brownie points.
That's not a court-accepted confession, so you're fine.
You're good.
That was
yeah.
Well, no, that's the guy killed.
Well, yeah, no. That's the crime
that
scene.
That wasn't me. That was a cop. When?
Last night.
He's so removed from it.
Well.
And again, Euronymous, right in that line.
I like how Varg just like, yep.
Congratulations.
Good job. Jesus Christ, dude.
Come on, we just did it last night.
Come on.
We start burning churches
I'm tired.
Every night.
I have a headache.
Can't we just get some sluts and do some blow?
Serious, man. I mean, I just...
Look at that fucking church.
Again. This is the one thing that bugs me about these guys. It's like, dude, come on, really? And not only that, but after, like, the fourth or fifth church burning, wouldn't you, you know, maybe hire a security guard just to kind of just drive around the fucking block a couple of times, especially around your older, more antique-y churches?
Well, and here's again, another thing. I don't think the churches they burned were all in one area. I think they traveled around.
They did, but it's still one of those things where it's like, you got your older, ancient fucking churches. It's like, dude...
Yeah, oh. You know there's a group out there targeting
your churches.
Look at him challenge. You're the master of this shit.
Well, I guess when you break it down, it's
just... Did someone turn on the lights, or did they just leave them on? Did they think the lights on would... No, no, they won't come in.
Somebody's here. Okay.
Who's honors?
Oh, not Matthew. That's my favorite book. Damn it.
Why couldn't it be Psalms? Everyone hates Psalms.
Nobody likes Psalms, man. Poor Psalms.
And again, Euronymous, just like he knows he's lost it. He's lost control. He knows he's lost control. But at the same time, he's really good at spinning because the master doesn't pull, or the master pulls the strings.
Yeah, but at this rate, he's not pulling strings. He's literally.
Yeah, but he can still spin to people who weren't there.
Oh, totally, but...
I pulled the strings. I planted the seed.
Well, this is kind of why they were destined to fail eventually. Oh,
quick,
they did
dogs,
hire security.
Dogs, quick, dogs! I'm afraid of dogs.
Hate dogs.
It's the only thing that can stop black metal is dogs.
Dogs and flashlights. You get back here. I'm going to shine this right in your
dogs
eye.
Dogs with flashlights. We're fucked.
God damn it. And Brandy points to the filmmaker here because, honestly, they did really good to make it look like, you know,
the director's
the
name
destruction.
Is Jonas Åkerlund, and he was in the scene. He was the original drummer for Bathory.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
And he was connected to the scene. So, I mean, he's got first-hand knowledge, but he did a lot of research.
How do you not go, hey, shit's on
Dude,
fire,
yeah,
yo.
You can see it from across town. Motorhead.
Hey, gotta have love for the
With
Lemmy.
Guest star Herkimer.
You fucking wish.
Yeah, I do.
Maybe in the afterlife we might get that kind of cred.
Totally.
But
we'll be opening for a Pantera Motorhead.
I'm okay
with
that.
Which means we need a shotgun now so we can get there today.
Not it.
Too soon?
Too soon.
So, trying to get control, he announces that...
Yep.
See him?
Still doing his spinning.
Yeah. But see, there's the fear.
He's trying to pull back. Murder,
we killed a guy.
Death, ma'am, destruction.
I'm sure they'll come after us for all the other stuff, too. So we're just going to run and hide like fucking chickens.
By all
see,
means.
This is Varg now stepping up like, no, okay, clearly you're doing the talking. It's time for someone else to step up. Someone who's going to lead this. And this is his life spinning out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Paranoid. Because you literally could wash your hands of this whole situation and say, I had nothing to do with it, and said fucking Faust and Varg down the chute.
Yeah, but see, the thing is Varg's got him. Varg brought him to a couple.
True, but prove it.
And he did also set fire to at least one of the churches that we know of.
True.
Did he spell length wrong?
I don't know.
I'd like to hear that album.
Which one?
Their first full length.
Oh, Mayhem's?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not...
good.
Again, it all really depends on what you're looking for.
Young Love. Young black metal love. This really was what black metal was in the early days. It was more about the posing and the look than it was the music.
Yep. Don't smile, it ruins it.
That's the lesson that Dead taught him.
It's not funny!
Don't laugh.
Nice robe.
See, that's all they did, though. I mean, it was about their pictures. It was about the image more than
anything
else.
Nice blunted end rapier there, buddy.
Oh, dude, you're getting your makeup all over her face.
Oh,
the choice of music for this is kind of epic.
Sex with corpse paint on.
This is what happened. This is the music you hear when you lose your virginity. Because it kind of feels like that's what's happening here.
Right, right. Oh,
like he's done all this stuff, but he's never been with a girl until now. Yeah, you got your all lipstick of the makeup. On him. He's got all his makeup on you.
All right.
Between her legs, it's just all white and black.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
You're lucky you weren't even 40.
You're sure, right? Aw, she caped your smoke, bro.
It's okay. He's still in that hole. Wow.
Totally, bro. Oh, he smokes Marbs? Poser.
Damn it!
No. Visualizing himself back out in the wood with dead. Yep.
I feel like, and again, I don't know, but it feels like this is showing that he was having premonitions that his life was over. He didn't know it yet.
It's definitely coming to a close. Well, some Evil Dead style there.
The imagery on this is great. Cinematography on this part is amazing. I think this is just like... his life is spinning so far out of control, and he doesn't know how to get it back.
But I love how dead is always kind of like his compass.
Yeah.
It's like, how far are you actually willing to go?
Mmm, Jell-O.
Mmm. It's always time for Jell-O. Nice. Why'd you cry all your makeup off?
Yeah, that's what happens when you sleep. That's a really nice apartment.
Dude, fuck real, man.
Yeah, put on pants. She's seen you naked, but go ahead and put on pants.
For the audience's sake.
Again, clearly not realistic, because I really don't think Euronymous had that much of a six-pack.
Probably not, but they were pretty, you know, scrawny fucking kids.
Oh, scrawny, yeah, but Rory's kind of got, like, the makings of a pretty good physique.
It's like he went through some strength training, but was already super skinny to begin with.
Just
so
in
it
his
just...
abs, though. Wait, I'm going to be shirtless? Crunch, crunch, crunch.
Right.
Crunch.
Fuck, I'm going to build up on my crunches, goddammit.
As I would do if I was going to be shooting a film that would live on in infamy and people would watch.
Oh, tuning. And sandwiches.
'93.
Wow.
Blew it up.
You guys ready? Come on, let's go, guys.
Time to go to work, boys.
Let's make some metal!
I don't get it. You want to have the cathedral on the cover, but you don't want to blow it up.
It's not
an album cover. No. It's not just an album cover.
Yes,
it...
A call to action.
Mm-hmm.
To what? Collect matches and take them to a church?
We're in this together. You want the same thing?
We do.
Yeah. In that case, let's get some fucking dynamite.
You guys coming?
Let's blow this up.
Okay.
Alrighty. Guess I'm recording by myself today.
I don't need your blessing. I want you and me to do this together.
All you had to do was say no. What are you breaking?
Nothing.
Okay.
I was moving my thin computer.
What cause?
Dude, fuck real, man.
He's built it up in his head like it's this fucking crusade now.
Yeah. I think that's his over-the-limit justification. That's how he's mentally wrapping himself around the idea that these things he's doing
is
okay.
Yeah, it's how he justifies itself.
By making it a holy war.
Is this the same song they played at the beginning? Even the way they're looking at each other during the recording session. I hate you. All he had to do was fire him at this point.
Could,
be done
but...
with him. Is this guy trying to be Trent Reznor?
Kind of. But you are essentially listening to their album.
Well, I do know they used actual Mayhem music, so this I think this is... Because the director did go to Euronymous's family and get permission to use the music. And I think Euronymous's family was really happy with this film.
Well, they should be. To be fair, it's pretty legit. Blah, 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 blah. Nice glasses, bro.
What fucking film are they watching? I need to find out what these films are.
No.
Oh, see, classic girlfriend. No,
that's couch snuggles, dude. You can't get away from that.
See, that was his mistake. Yep. Should have stayed with the couch snuggles. There is, you've reached the echelon of levels.
Dude,
buddy.
Serious, man. You're not leveling up at this point. You're just
there's no more
aimlessly
levels to go
stacking.
To. See, now this is where it got off of making music.
Yeah.
He's using the music as an excuse. You're paranoid. But I'm,
as
I'm
he looks
check.
Outside.
Gonna look anyway. No, it's Christian, and you're a douche.
Right. Well, fuck you too.
Roar!
Oh, fuck my chessboard. I don't want to play anymore.
Damn it, now I can't eat pizza rolls on it.
I was losing to myself anyway. Ruh-roh.
Set the scene.
Nazzy.
And this moment shows how much of an idiot Varg really was.
Yup.
I mean, it really was. He is the epitome of being a poser at this point.
Yep.
Okay.
Gotta make it look cool. Look cool. Evil thoughts. Evil thoughts.
I must be better than them.
Angry. Ow. Fuck.
Skull.
Damn it. Pointy. Evil thoughts. What, I gotta take my fucking shoes off in the devil's den? Bullshit!
Yeah. Devil has new carpet, and he doesn't want fucking shoe prints.
God damn it, I shouldn't have worn Converse. Hate this. This isn't how the apartment
Dude,
normally looks, but okay.
His buddy is just like, this is stupid.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm not touching you.
Okay.
Gravy goes great with grish snacks.
I'm sorry, what are you saying?
Count. Call me the Count. Okay.
The Count?
Dude, the reporter so already got him off
just
kilter.
Like, oh,
I'm sorry, no.
Okay.
What is... I don't...
What do you want to do? I want fame.
I know who's responsible for the recent church burning. And who would that be?
Me. I mean...
It's a group of people.
A group of people.
Oh... Oh, swing and a miss, homie.
Damn it.
Yes.
He just gave himself up.
Isn't it obvious?
Play with the sword, make him look. He's trying so hard to.
You're an idiot.
There's his buddy.
Why
hey!
The fuck do I have a camera then?
Okay, so and why did you do this?
Well, it's too late. He's already got the picture of you.
No shit.
You're done.
Our origins.
What?
And you're a
Nazi.
A Nazi paganist Satanist.
Wow, that's, yeah, that's a...
The trifecta of stupidity?
Dude, fuck real.
You know, some of those things just don't mix.
No, they don't.
See, the thing is, as a paganist Satanist Nazi, it's not that he hates Jews. He hates the juice.
All of the juice.
All of the juice can just die.
That was you?
No.
God damn it.
I can't say.
Second strike.
Oh, you suck at this, dude.
He did not think this through. Yeah, he brought tea.
Anyone can put up some black curtains like candles and look evil and scary, you know, with a sword. But you haven't told me anything you couldn't have seen on TV or read about in the papers. Come on, let's go.
Wait, I know one thing that only the one who burned down Fantoff could know.
And what would that be?
I did it in my underwear.
There's a dead rabbit and he steps to the entrance.
Okay, there was.
Okay.
Sort of.
Yeah, we'll just scratch off the face.
You know, just let your hair hang down to cover your face. Perfect.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah. Do you have a lighter?
Yeah.
Can you burn it?
Okay.
Can you burn it? Look at him go right into, like, he's loving this and he has no idea how stupid he is.
He's literally setting himself up. Ooh, nice. That's a gutter.
Maybe you can just look with one eye.
Oh my god.
Playing on his ego so much and he has no idea. Like they
fucking idiot. That fucking idiot will be on the front page tomorrow.
Yeah. And then in jail the next day.
You fucking moron.
Look at the smirk too. And I actually saw real footage of Varg in after he was convicted.
Yeah.
For Euronymous, he just smiled.
Yeah.
Get out now. Yeah.
Except your ditto.
Your admission.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Yeah.
Varg. I'm gonna kill Varg.
Oh, that I'm fine with.
Just paralyze that fucking idiot. Drag him to the forest, tie him to a tree, torture him to death, and make a fucking snuff film out of the whole thing.
For real?
You fucked it up for all of us.
Okay. Who hasn't said they're going to kill someone in anger?
That's true.
And these guys took it seriously and passed it on to Varg, who took it as a serious threat. Again, with his paranoia.
Who's this? My name's Jason Arnoff. I'm calling from Kerrang Magazine in London. Kerrang Magazine. That's funny. Fuck you, Gen
Xer.
Oh, they just stroked his ego in the right spot.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
Yeah. Yeah, he likes that.
You want me to go slower? Can you go slower?
A little bit.
Well, I'm not saying he didn't do anything. Please don't have shit on him.
With the camp locked up, who's running the black circle for
him? I am. I've been the leader from the beginning.
Mm. So he gave Varg credit for running the Black Circle, which is kind of smart because then he kind of like says, well, no, I wasn't going along. That was all Varg.
Yeah, yeah, that was his independent motions.
No, those are real. I've got one right now.
Yeah, it's post up on my...
I'm stroking one out to it.
Fuck real. Do you not get off on photos of your dead friends? I mean, shit. It's not living, bro.
Again. The guilt over saying that. Like, immediate. See, this is nice. It kind of showed that, yeah, at the moment, after he took the pictures and shit, he did have a moment.
A good breakdown, because, you know, it's
deserved.
He lost
his friend. But he hid it under so many layers of bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we don't know.
Well, yeah.
The only guy who can tell us is long since passed.
Oh, and you lost him.
Hello?
All right. So that's the end of that. Fuck your interview.
Politi! Isn't that a pasta?
Politi?
Politi?
Politi.
It's very tasty.
It's not bad, al dente.
I'm going to go get some deep fried politi.
Politi?
Yeah, I think that article in Kerrang! Kind of set the world on fire with it. Because yeah. This is about the time that I started hearing about it. Varg cuts right through his bullshit.
You think you're the brains behind it all?
Well, he kind of was.
To some degree.
For a time. And then you came on. And...
hounded by journalists. I'm the one who can't show my fucking face without being recognized. It's worth it, isn't it? How's it feel? The hell are you talking about?
It means I'm calling my label. I'm calling it Christian is Varg. Varg is Christian.
Varg is Count. Count is Varg. Varg is Christian.
Also, I like gravy.
I do like gravy. Oh. Well, that complicates things.
We've got like 6 or 7 more songs to record.
Only 4 or 5. More dozen.
11 or 12.
20 or 30.
Can you betray the thing you invent?
Well...
I mean, if you invent it...
Technically...
It changes as you change.
Yeah.
So you can't really betray... Having never invented a sort of way of life, I don't really know. By saying, you can't have this. You're not worthy. It's just promotion.
Obviously.
Clearly. I
still do. Well, then that makes you a fucking tool.
So do I. No, you don't. Leading a revolution? That's going to go nowhere?
You can keep that. That's a piece of chicken bone. Chicken bone. You think is everything else with you?
Ouch. So in the end, Euronymous was the poser.
Well, at least he came to realize it. He'd been the poser since the beginning.
Yeah, but the one who realized it was Varg, and it cost Euronymous.
Well, yeah. You know, Faust, see, there are days where you should just, you know, shut up. Shut up, Faust.
See, even with his girl, he can't be truthful.
I don't understand the strange competition you have with this guy.
He doesn't either.
He really doesn't.
But this is also the moment, too, I think, that Euronymous is realizing he's got to get out of this.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fair.
That, truth be told, though, at this point, Euronymous was actually getting out of metal. He was kind of leaning towards, like, he had discovered, like, electronica music.
Yeah.
He was really kind of getting into that.
Well, and again, as a musician,
he was growing. He was outgrowing what he got into music for. And he didn't have the passion for it. And I honestly think that his relationship with Varg killed a lot of that passion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, here he goes. Humanity shining through.
I have to pee.
I have to take a shit. I'm backed up real hard.
I eat a lot of cheese.
Who doesn't? Some gnarly glasses, bro.
Attaching a contract for you to sign. This contract will transfer all the rights to the music and recordings of Burzum from Deathlike Silence to you. I promise I will pay back everything.
He was trying to make right.
Yeah.
Sign the contract and return in the prepaid envelope I enclosed, and all our issues will be solved. Good luck.
He was trying to make things right. He was trying to cut ties and move on with his life.
Where are you going?
And Varg's own paranoia because of the rumors he'd heard, which was obvious in the defense he gave during his court case. Which was bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted nothing to do with it.
He went to kill the guy who was going to kill him, and yet Euronymous made no actual moves to kill anyone.
I hope he felt the same. Time to leave now, you fucking whore.
Wow, what a dick.
Yep.
Play Nintendo.
He went after the chick in the rainbow unicorn shirt. And at no point did it cross his mind that it was bullshit. He just called him out for being a talker.
Well, and aside from that, he literally just lost, you know, the record label and all that bullshit, so...
If he really did not thought that... I think there was more to it than this. I think clearly he was paranoid that Euronymous might try and have him killed. But I think there was more going on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But he definitely set out to kill Euronymous. There was more to this story that we're not privy to, and I don't think... The only person who knows the truth is Varg.
Right.
And he's not saying because he's trying to make himself
look...
Well,
wait. I want to see what he says here. Because this I didn't know.
You didn't know about the contract?
I did not.
So he signs the contract.
Hey, get up. What's going on? We're leaving. But where? Let's go.
So he definitely set out.
Looking into a shorter do.
Yeah, he'd cut by the time this, and again, this is all really quick, but By the time his murder actually took place, he'd cut his hair. He'd stopped playing metal. I think he was actually looking into forming an electronica band. But he'd moved on. He'd pretty much left it all behind.
Well, that works.
And then Varg came after him.
Well, because Varg's shit is flipped.
I don't know the full-on timeline, but yeah.
Might be worth looking into.
All the evidence suggests that Varg planned and carried out a murder.
So he rents Die Hard 2.
As an alibi. It gets more fucked up. He fucked up in a lot of ways.
You fucking rude.
Number one, trusting that guy. Now, one of the things that isn't mentioned, but when Varg actually went, Euronymous had someone over. And Varg claims that he thought this person was going to kill him along with Euronymous. But apparently the guy split as soon as Varg started stabbing the guy. You didn't go to a professional? You get your girlfriend who's never cut hair before?
Fuck yeah.
That is a real sign of trust.
Ooh, I already cut a giant chunk, dude.
It's a little late.
I'm pretty sure it's a little lopsided on this side.
We can cover it up. Just wear a ponytail. Again, it's like Dad was calling him home.
Yeah, that or... It was too him late feeling now. Like he severed the ties.
Or he was beginning to.
Well, even if the cops caught him, I mean, he's at most a party to an arsonist.
Accessory
to an arson.
Yeah.
Which, you know, comparative to what Varg was going to get, would have been just fucking pittance. So, I mean, he would have... been okay. I mean, he might have spent like
a year or two. Yeah,
yeah, he might have spent a year or two in prison. But you know what? As far as I understand, Norway prisons, it's where to be. It's like white collar prisons here, you know.
Yeah, and the thing is like their minimum sentence for murder is 21 years. Varg got out after 14.
Yeah,
good behavior. So I mean, you barely get a trial when you commit murder. If they can
My
prove
hair
it,
looks dumb.
Is it too late to uncut it?
What? I got a piss.
What the hell are you doing? Getting gas?
Dude.
All right, do it quickly. We gotta keep going.
We're not gonna fucking walk there. He tried to talk sense.
Yeah, tried.
Logic and reason.
I don't think he fully understands what he's getting into, but he clearly does not want to be part of this.
Right. I feel bad for this poor fucker.
He's been a lackey the whole time he's been on here.
Dude, seriously.
Aww,
the happy-go-lucky Norway music.
That was Norwegian black pop.
Oh, God damn it!
So, yeah, yet another mistake.
Well, that and he parked on the wrong side of the car.
And he dropped the gas.
Jesus.
This guy's a fuck.
Have you ever done this before?
No.
Clearly not.
He looks all right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I have a genuine thing about long hair. I actually like long hair on people, both men
too.
And women. For some reason, it just looks better to me.
I really miss mine. I used to have really nice long hair, and then just things did not work out genetically. I blame my parents.
As you should.
Yeah.
Because it's their fucking fault.
Totally.
Oh, God damn it. Open the fucking door.
I didn't realize how popular Volkswagens were in Norway. But I guess with Germany, like, that close. See? He's made the transition.
Yep. And again, as
again, I'd be really interested in the full timeline from the time he, you know, stepped away, cut his hair, made that transition till Varg killed him. I don't think it was long.
I don't either.
It was relatively fast.
I'm going to have to watch Until the Light Takes Us again because I don't remember if they actually said the timeline in there. They just kind of gave you, you know, the situation leading up to it and then the situation.
I don't think there's a real hard timeline that anyone's put down.
Yeah, it would be interesting to look into a bit more, though.
But he had stepped away from the metal scene.
Mm-hmm.
My best guess is probably a month to 2 months.
Yeah, there and
about.
Those
scars were probably still pretty fresh in Varg's mind.
Well, they'd have to be. Dude, again, Mayhem Letterhead. I'm impressed by this dude's like dedication to the letterhead.
Yep. He cuts his hair, but he's still writing like the press release for Mayhem's album.
Well, you have to. I mean, if you're planning to turn
but
any kind of profit.
What were his plans? Was he going to tour? I mean,
probably not, but at least he was going to put it out there.
Well, he had to. I mean, he owed it to the fans.
And the rest of his bandmates, for that matter.
But this kind of gives the idea that he was, not only was he stepping away, but he was done with everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yet he was still holding on to Mayhem because that was his.
Well, yeah.
He created it. It was, you know.
Who's this?
It's me, Christian?
Jesus Christ, dude, you could have mailed it. Is there an echo in this bitch?
Oh, with that attitude, let me just open it right up.
Oh, clearly.
Fucking asshole. Don't want him to see my awesome pecs.
Toots.
No need to make that fat ass jealous.
These abs are for my old lady only.
Rocking the sweats and the Oxford.
Hey. Nice hairdo.
Did you gain weight?
You wanna let me in?
Fuck no, just give me the envelope.
Wait, these are vampire rules.
Oh!
God damn it.
Well, he never actually invited him in.
Technically. And did he just pocket Dude Man's keys?
Yep. Again, can't tell me this was not premeditated. This was not self-defense. Paranoia on full display.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got this thing. Like, he's going to kill me. He's going to kill me.
What are you trying to say? Take it easy, man.
And he's just trying to let things go.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Did you send your letter? Friends.
Do you have a pen?
Jesus.
You're going to get your fucking taser. My what? Stop treating me like an idiot. I know what you're up to.
No, you're a fucking idiot.
You pretend to be my friend so you can hit me off guard? I'm not going to let that happen, cocksucker.
Easy, 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 Hoss.
What the fuck are you doing?
Ouch.
Ow. Defensive wounds.
Okay.
That's my picking hand, damn it.
Just stop talking, you piece of shit. Just leave, okay? It's okay. It's okay. We just forget about all this.
No, we can't.
Yes, we can. We can make a thing out of this.
Oh. Yeah, let's make a thing out of this.
Just think about it for a second, okay?
Again, even as he's getting killed, he's trying to spin this. Dude, wipe your nose.
Fucking genius. I said, shut your fuck up.
Jesus Christ, why is... Got it, right in the same hole.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that burns. Oh, that's not good.
What are you looking for?
A fork?
So you can kill me and make a snuff film out of the whole thing?
Jesus Christ, what? Dude.
Oh, look, there's a sword right... Oh, yeah, that's blunted.
No. Thanks for putting fingerprints on it.
Excuse me while I make a drink.
While I abscond your milk. And your Norwegian Nesquik.
It's Oh Boy.
Oh Boy.
Oh Boy.
Chocolate milk.
Okay, I want to try some Oh Boy now.
Dude, fuck real, man.
We've got to find out if that stuff's real and if we can get some.
I don't know if I want it because that means I'm going to get stabbed.
Yeah.
By a bandmate.
Yeah. You're catching on.
I said not it. God damn it.
Yeah, but you were just half a second too late. He even, like...
Really? Like, did you need to enjoy your Ovaltine that much?
Dude, Oh Boy is really fucking good, apparently.
It's the only thing that makes murder a little bit better.
Murder goes great with a glass of Oh Boy.
Oh, god damn it.
Ow. Ow. Ow.
Those are spine shots.
That's gonna hurt. Oh, shit!
Well, you didn't think I had fucking neighbors, you retard?
She didn't even bother to call the Norwegian version of 911.
I think it's 111, because it's so much easier.
112. 113.
1114. 1115. Fuck, I always forget! 1118. Oh, fuck, you can't
damn
forget.
Damn it! 2222.
2221. 2222.
Is he gonna kiss him?
No, he's just going to let him bleed out nice and slow. Ah,
ow.
God damn it. Ah, God damn it.
Well, at least he's getting him in the same holes. I don't think he's going to make it.
Pretty sure he's not.
That's some spray going on there.
At least Dead got to do it on his own terms.
Again, I think Euronymous was just... He was done with everything. He was out.
Yeah. It does strike me
and
as
this,
that.
And this hatred that Varg had for him, however well-founded it might have been, because Euronymous...
Really
at least,
fucked him, but
at
still.
At least as far as this movie goes, Euronymous was really a dick to a lot of people. But... It also feels like, again, just going on the film, it feels like he was making a change. He had come to the realization that he was a dick.
Yeah.
And his dickishness had led to some really bad shit, and he was done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you do this?
You said you were going to kill me.
I wasn't going to do that. You know me. You're my friend.
No. This is the most human Varg ever feels. There's that moment where he's like,
yeah.
But then the anger comes back. Yeah, pretty much. Again, with the amount he stabbed him, there's no way it was self-defense.
Yeah, and considering the fact that there are no damage wounds on Varg.
Yeah. He sought him out. That's going to leave a mark.
That's really going to be hard to sleep off.
The rest of it, he might have pulled through.
Yeah, you walk it off. Walk it off.
Rub some dirt on it. You'd be fine. But yeah, that one, that last one.
Wrap it up in duct tape. You'd be all right.
I'm curious as if to that was one of the actual wounds.
I have a feeling it was.
I do too, but that's not going to come out.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, take the knife, but the rest of the evidence you left behind. Fingerprints all over the place, the contract.
That's pretty brutal, yeah.
You're pretty fucked.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, dude, you suck.
I mean, this. Another great thing about this movie is they don't shy away from the really dark shit.
Well, and considering the fact that...
Because they could have done that whole thing off screen, or just a few stabs here or there. But, I mean, that was fucking hard to watch.
Dude, seriously. And now this poor fucker is sitting in a car with somebody he knows now just murdered one of his
old friends.
Someone
that they were all friends with, yeah.
My story.
Yeah, they got you dead to rights, buddy.
Yeah, you're done.
Oh, someone took his picture afterward.
And I guess there's tons of the crime scene photos out there.
Oh, yeah.
And he's stalking your foreman.
Well, shit.
Hey, but it got the original members back together. The Brack Circle.
Brack Circle?
Yeah, that was the Japanese reporter.
Brack Circle. I don't want to ask Mr. Hat.
Oh, shit.
Gotcha, homie.
Faust is going to jail.
Gotta pay for my signed deal.
Who's the fat guy?
I don't know.
Camera one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this guy folds. People dying.
Someone dying hard twice.
I love that movie.
Oh, they got you, homie. They got you.
Oh, shit.
They got you.
Ah, you got caught by the politi. Oh, shit, there was a Japanese. Vaga Vakasan.
Shit-faced cockmaster.
We need to get the band to do a crazy
ugly
sweater. Look at his sister.
I kind of wish they had the actual footage.
Yeah, at this point, they should have used some actual... But it's all shit VHS, so...
Well, that's fair, but... You've seen what they can do with, you know, cleaning up old video. Again, I would have loved to have seen the actual video of their show towards the end here. Well, they had a lot of love for him.
Stop this sentimental shit.
Okay, I think one of the actual photos is in this.
Or my life. I'm Euronymous, founder of Mayhem, the most infamous...
Mayhem!
That's fair.
There
we go.
The actual photo, yeah. Nothing.
Nothing of merit.
Oh, I need to... Poser. Call us posers.
We are posers.
Comparatively, yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
I think these are real photos. I'm not 100% sure. We... Seriously... We need to get the band together and pose. And someone take our pictures.
Work on our ooh face. You know. Yeah.
My phone agrees.
Apparently. That's pretty badass. You know, and again, I got a lot of love and respect for black metal for what it is. The music styling in it of itself, I understand it. It's very much... And I know there's probably going to be some fans of the actual music genre who are going to be really pissed off that I say this, but don't hurt me. I'm a poser. Norwegian black metal is the religious equivalent to punk metal or punk rock that came up in
England. Yeah. No, I fully agree. It came at a time, it came at the right time for the right group of people, and it grew into something amazing. But when you look at its history, and punk is the same way, it's got a violent fucking origin. But I don't think there's been any genre of music that's had a origin as violent. I mean, black metal, in the 80s and early 90s, when it was coming up, it was one of the most violent cultures.
Yeah.
Even more so than punk. I mean, punks was a lot of fighting.
Yeah, there was a lot of fighting, a lot of, like...
It was almost very anti-establishment and everything, but it was...
Almost kind of gang violence, I guess you could say, in punk.
But black metal, I mean, you're talking church burnings, you're talking fucking murders.
Yeah.
Straight up murders. I mean...
By people directly associated with the music itself.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, you know, punk, where mostly it's the fans of the music that cause the most ruckus. Yep. This was the actual musicians themselves going out and doing this shit. So, yeah, it's pretty brutal. The credits are going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, because that's metal.
Well, fuck me. Godzilla approves.
So what'd you think, brother?
I love it. I think it's badass.
I think it's a fantastic film. I can't wait for it on DVD because I want to see all the making of and behind the scenes shit.
Me too.
And I'm hoping they get some interviews with like some of the people who were there.
Dude, right? And again, this is the type of movie making I can appreciate. Because they're telling a story. They didn't fill it up with too much fluff. However, we don't have much in the scale of a time frame as to when these events started and ended, essentially. But we know it's sometime early 90s. And again, I'm sure diehard fans of Mayhem probably know this shit down cold.
Yeah.
I don't. But just from watching the movie, I genuinely enjoyed how they set it up, how they established the characters. They used amazing imagery to kind of
get you into it. The focus beautiful. Isn't on the acts themselves, but the naivety of the people involved. These were just young, fucking angry kids.
Yeah.
With no direction and one fairly charismatic fucking spin doctor who was able to rally these people for a cause that he didn't really believe in. He was really promoting his band.
Well, yeah.
In a really odd way.
The weirdest possible way you can, by seriously just saying, well,
himself
yeah, I
with
did.
Some really messed up people. I mean, Dead's story alone, Per, I'm going to get his name wrong. I believe it's Per something. His fucking story alone with his clear mental illness and his depressions. I fully believe he was bipolar.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. And horribly depressed.
Yeah.
Just like all the time horribly depressed, but he has his moments of peaks where he can be functional, where he does shows, and immediately...
He creates this world so he can sort of work with his depression.
Yeah.
You know, he makes himself believe that he's part of some sick dream and the only way to wake up is to kill himself.
Yeah.
And so that's what he does, you know? I mean, it's... sad, but that's what it is. Oh, cool. All the songs are on there. Outbreak of Evil.
Seventh Day Doom.
Trying to see where some of the Mayhem songs are. I don't see any.
I don't either. We might have missed them. They might have been the first ones up.
Oh, Carcass. I kind of dug Carcass.
Do unto others.
I'm really looking for... Because supposedly there's like 14 Mayhem songs in here, and I'm not seeing a single one.
They might have... I don't know. They might be just mentioning the others that they had in there. Because that wasn't a very long list, and that whole movie had music in it. So.
Yeah. Well, and especially with the times Mayhem was playing, you have to use Mayhem music.
Mm-hmm.
So
again,
I don't know. I really like this movie. I know it's not the true story.
Well, it's as close to it as we can get.
Yeah, I think there's enough there that you can go, you know.
You can draw your own conclusions.
I do know that the director did go and he did find crime scene photos.
Yeah.
He used all the photos to, like, recreate a lot of the locations and stuff. That basement that they were in,
yeah,
it wasn't the actual basement, but he used all the photos to piece together.
Well, and to be fair, it looked about right, because again,
and he did talk to some of the people, and the book that it's based on gave a pretty detail. And I just started reading that book.
Nice.
When
you're done, can I borrow it?
Do you have an e-reader?
God damn you! What the hell's wrong with all you people?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I like paper.
Get with the times.
I am all about the destruction of forests for my enjoyment,
and that's why the planet is dying. Fuck you, asshole.
Well, it'll die long after I do, so it can eat shit.
Will it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Certain.
I don't think so.
I do. But needless to say, no, I do want to try to get into it, and I would like to pick it up. Because it's one of those things where once Bryce kind of got me started into black metal, he introduced me to Dimmu Borgir. And so I found them, and I started listening to their older stuff. And once I decided that I was, you know, I really dug it, I was really into it, I thought it was really cool, I started looking into it more and more, and that's when I came across Until the Light Takes Us, mm-hmm. the documentary basically about what we just watched. Of course, it had a bit more elements of talking to other bands that came up around the time, you know, all the major players, Behemoth, things like that, Emperor. And so I got a bit more of a perspective on what the music as a culture was, more so than the story that we just watched. But it was incredibly interesting. And again, the more I listened to it, the more I started to kind of gravitate towards it. It's like I appreciated it. You know, having tried to be a musician for as many years as I have, I've always tried to find dark sounds, dark music.
I would say even if you're not a fan of...
That's some solid shit.
Black metal or even metal per se, I would say it's an interesting look at a developing culture.
Mm-hmm. And one that's developed way beyond what I'm sure any of those kids thought it would have.
There are two books I'm reading concurrently. One is Lords of Chaos, which is primarily Norwegian black metal and generally the story of Mayhem.
Right.
But the other one is called Black Metal, A Evolution of a Cult.
Yeah, essentially.
And it explores black metal as a whole, and it's got chapters specific to each band. And Mayhem is the only one that gets two chapters.
Well, so, again, because they were a major player.
I haven't gotten that far, because I'm just now in the chapter about Venom, which is arguably one of the original founders of the genre that would become black metal.
Right.
But it even goes so far as to exploring that black metal even got its start back in 1969 with a band called Coven.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Coven and Black Sabbath are really kind of like the pillars upon which black metal was built upon.
That's fair.
So, but it really made me want to go and try and find some old Coven. Well, and I just kept going, it's going to be horrible. It's going to be horrible. But I need to hear it. But it's going to be horrible. So I'll let you know when I actually listen to it.
Well, and that's just it. It's like, for me, you know, my first impressions of black metal, again, I had known about it growing up. I didn't really care for it because I didn't like the vocal stylings. It really threw me off. But once I, you know, started talking to Bryce about it and whatnot like that, I had a desire for metal that was stronger and more powerful than the stuff I'd been listening to for the last 30-plus years. And I'd asked him, I was like, all right, dude, I'm in the market for something new here. I need something to kind of quicken my love for metal. He goes, well, have you tried black metal? And that's when he played me the Serpentine Offering by Dimmu Borgir. And at first I was kind of like, you know, all right, I'm liking the music. I like the style. The feel is right. I still don't really care much for the vocals. And then, but that was it. About three quarters of the way through the song, their bass player comes in, does this two-part harmony over these soaring notes, these beautiful orchestrated backgrounds. I was like, wow, okay, wait a minute. That I can get behind.
I fucking love it. My biggest problem with black metal, death metal,
vocal stylings.
Because a lot of times you get these bands with these amazing music.
Yeah.
Things that they're doing, but then they come on with the vocals and they just ruin it by just screaming over it.
And again, it's one
and
of those.
I can't appreciate a song if you're just screaming at me.
Well, and to some degree, I can agree with you because that was my mindset for the longest time. The only thing that changed it was once I did hear that one section of the Serpentine Offering.
And I'm not arguing. There are black metal bands that do that that I can get on board with, but there's more than that to it.
It's like that just kind of cued me into the idea that there was more black metal I could listen to.
Yeah.
And so I started delving into the older stuff. I started finding it. I literally punched in black metal on YouTube and Burzum and Mayhem, they pop up first, and then there's Dimmu Borgir and a bunch of others, and it's like, okay, cool. So I started listening to them. And again, I stopped listening to the music for the vocal stylings. I started listening to the music for the style itself, for the music style. And there was a lot more to be had in black metal than I ever gave it credit for because my hang-up was the vocal stylings. Yeah. But the more that I listened to it, the more I was like, well, if you sang it any other way, it would be wrong. And in that, it was like, okay, I can get past that then. It's not that I necessarily seek it out because I like the vocal stylings anymore, but I understand that it's necessary for that genre of music. It's like if you go to an art museum and you really only love sculptures, but there's paintings on the wall and they're really pretty, but you don't really care because it's not really your style. You don't really care much for them. But if you stop and you look at one for a while, you realize, well, that couldn't be a sculpture. It had to be a painting, and it had to be that way for it to be that work of art. It kind of changes your whole mentality of your mindset. And again, once I saw the documentary, it was like, okay, now I have an appreciation for this.
Yeah.
And I understand it more. So that gives me even more respect for the genre itself. And again, poser. But at the same time, I got a lot of love and respect for black metal.
I am just the same. I fully respect all of it. It doesn't matter the music genre, metal, jazz, whatever. I respect. Right. I don't necessarily like it or am on board with it, but I respect it. You know?
Yeah.
Because and it comes down to this. It's the fundamental understanding that music is one of the great unifiers.
True. It's also a good divisionary.
It is, but more often than not, music tends to bring people together more than divide them.
Scorpions.
Oh, man. I'm going to go home and have my peanut butter and crackers. And
play chess with myself.
While wearing corpse makeup.
While playing with a blunted end rapier.
Take that.
Jerk.
But you're not invited.
Yeah, okay. Fuck you, Varg.
So that was the return of First Free Commentary. That was fun, man. We got to do this again.
Hell yeah, I'm all about it.
I love doing these, and I kind of miss that we haven't done them in so long. And that was a lot of fun. Usually they're funnier, but...
Yeah, we had to pick a bummer for me. Thanks,
well,
bro.
It was a bummer, but it was an interesting look at.
It was something I'm genuinely fascinated about. So it was something that I was very, very happy to watch, just out of sheer principle. Again, it is something that I do enjoy. I even like going back and listening
to
old
filmmaker. And I'm sorry that I stole it to watch it, but it's not like you put it in theaters where I could watch it.
Dude,
but
fuck real.
When it comes out on Blu-ray,
we will buy
it. I'm definitely buying it because you made a fantastic film. And
you really did, and I'm not going to fucking New York or L.A. to watch it in a theater. I'm sorry, bro.
The Blu-ray will be cheaper.
Fuck real, dude.
And I can watch it whenever I want.
Over and over again, without paying price of admission.
So thank you, Jonas Åkerlund, not only for your work in Bathory, but making this film.
Yes, brownie points to you, man. It was beautifully done.
A very important point in musical history. So with that, on behalf of Danny,
woo!
We'll see you guys later, and thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.